Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KCBS Radio, original podcasts.
Well, I don't know who hasn't heard about the snowpack in California this year.
Yeah, that 50, 60 feet of snowpack is pretty scary.
Oh, man. I feel like I've literally heard it all about the snowpack.
The only thing keeping me from the SOS button was the fact that it wasn't an emergency.
Yeah, we'll get back to that last part in a minute. From KCBS Radio, this is Bay Current, and I'm Chris Ancarlo. The snowpack in the Sierra this year, nothing short of legendary, which makes it an interesting season to hike on the trail that runs along the spine of California, the Pacific Crest Trail, from Mexico to Canada. It runs 2,650 miles. The summer of 23 will no doubt go down in trail lore. I got to thinking about this a couple of months ago when a friend of mine called. He had a permit to go ahead and through hike up to Canada. He was, though, worried about the conditions. He figured that I had some intel, being a reporter and all. I didn't, but I reached out to the Pacific Crest Trail Association, and then things snowballed from there.
My name is Sue. My trail name is The Darkness. And originally I'm from south of Boston. Right now I've been living in Bishop, California. And I'm a nurse. I work at the hospital there.
Yes, it's Layla Rachel Cohen, and I don't have a trail name yet.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maggie. I am currently northbound hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. Originally from Martinez, California, I currently reside in Truckee with my partner, Patrick, and our 2.5-year-old dog, Murphy.
Jonathan Reardon. I'm originally from Linden, New Jersey. And now I live up in Shelburne, Massachusetts.
I actually caught Kyle Pierce off the trail.
I had to get up at mile 209.5.
Yeah, he had to jump off for emergency dental visit before hopping back on.
My permit is to go to Canada. And my goal is to do it in a continuous footpath. Though most people are not. I'm one of the few people that's actually wanting to do that.
I met all of these people virtually through one of dozens of Facebook groups and Reddit subs dedicated to passing along news about the trail. Their backgrounds and their motivations, well, they run the gamut.
I chose to start hiking the PCT about a year and a half ago. My partner had already hiked the two other long trails, and I knew that he eventually was going to do the PCT. After some really hard years as an ICU nurse in the pandemic, I knew I wanted to do something different, to minimize my life and do something like this while I still had the ability to do so.
So I chose this year to do the PCT. I've actually, the last 5 years or so, been doing really big trips like every year for anywhere between 3 and 5 months. I'm a triple crowner already. I did the AT09 PCT the first time in 12 and the CDT in 15. And so the last few years I've been doing kind of real out there, more like traverses. And then last summer I spent 3 months in Europe doing a big trip across the Italian Alps. And then also about 25 days across the Arctic Circle. And so I just wanted a year. I thought this was going to be the year to chill. And I thought, well, I'll just be with my community and go on a more like social trail, be in my own home culture. And this was supposed to be the easy year.
Short answer is I decided to do it because a friend mentioned she was doing it. It got me thinking, why not me? You know? So, and then I just decided to do it. And again, the timing of not being in a lease and then I'm not having any commitments back home. So it's never going to be a perfect time to leave for 6 months, but snow or no snow, I was going to give it a go this year.
I made the decision last year that I was going to do a through hike. And I was actually thinking about the AT at first because I hadn't gone through a single state of the AT and I was not really stoked on California in that very second. I was like, I really want to see something totally new.
Well, 2017, I hiked the AT and that hooked me. And last year I hiked the through hike the Arizona Trail. And so the fever's burning. I got my 40th birthday coming up in a few years and I'm hoping to possibly triple crown before then.
Getting that triple crown, it's not going to be easy.
Obviously, we're all pretty aware of the historic snowpack in the Sierra. And that is extremely intimidating, I have to say. I don't have mountaineering experience.
It's very big. There's snow all the way into Northern California. And now Oregon is also having an above average winter, too. Living in Truckee this winter, I'm also very, very, very aware of the snowpack firsthand. I did a lot of shoveling and a lot of skiing this year.
Talking, I live in Bishop, California, so we've been literally watching the snow kind of pile up. And so it's always basically the only thing people have talked about through the winter, I would say, around where I live.
So I started hearing about it as I joined Reddit and Facebook groups, which I like don't suggest. The groups are full of fear-mongering. I said that right? Mongering. And they over exaggerate everything. And then I romanticize everything. So I was like, whatever, it's going to be fine. And then I got my first taste of it in San Jacinto, which was because I had a fall that really scared me. The only thing that saved me from making it worse was my ice axe, which like that's an area in the past that you wouldn't need an ice axe. So that's kind of opened my eyes a bit.
Scott Wilkinson is with the Pacific Crest Trail Association.
I don't know if I would say that people are necessarily postponing their entire hikes at this point, but we definitely are seeing many hikers postpone their plans, look for places where they can go, which are frankly very few and far between, where there's not so much snow, or at least not any snow.
And that tracks with what this group of hikers is saying.
Have I ever thought about canceling my hike because of the snowpack? No, it has never been a thought to cancel our hike due to the snowpack.
Yeah, honestly, if I had gotten my permit during the big snow, I may have put off till the following year, but I pulled the trigger on disassembling my home life right after I got the permit. And so I sort of put myself in the point of no return.
I think when I first started to think about doing the PCT this year, I thought, well, it's going to be kind of boring. And a good friend of mine said, like, don't go do the PCT again. That's going to be lame. And so the snow started to happen and I thought, whoa, like this might actually be kind of a cool snow year to do it. The first time I did the PCT in 12, we had no snow. I started at the typical time for back then, which was the end of April, walked into kickoff and we had no snow in the Sierra. And so when it started to look like it was going to be a kind of a big year, I thought, well, this might be kind of a cool challenge. And then it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and there was more and more snow. And I thought, oh man, this is going to be awesome. I think my excitement just kind of increased as the snowpack kind of started to pile up. So no, I never thought about canceling it. This has only increased my interest in doing the trail this year.
It's been interesting, like having to plan ahead and carry gear that we wouldn't normally carry this, like up until like a month before I started, the goal was to send my bear can, my ice axe, and my spikes to Kennedy Meadows before the Sierra section, like you do every year. And so I just had to reassess things.
So yeah, a lot of people are comparing notes. But you know, in a way, it's really great. One of the neat things about the Pacific Crest Trail community is that the community really rallies to support hikers in these long distance trips that they take.
That aid comes in the form of material support, but also intel on the conditions of the trail. Information about that has been critical this year. For example, with the realization that a key bridge in Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park had been destroyed by the snowpack.
For example, on the John Muir Trail, a bridge just blew out. So people are like literally pulling out maps and they're thinking, how can I make an alternate to do a continuous footpath?
And this is a very big deal simply because the bridge is in an extremely remote location. There's no convenient detour around the bridge. It's not like hikers can simply go a quarter mile downstream or upstream and find an easy place to cross. They're not going to be able to, partly because it's a tough crossing to begin with, but also because of snowmelt, right? So the water level is going to be extremely high pretty much through the entire summer, you know, and most likelihood into August.
Because once this thaw happens, if you cross a river during a thaw, it could just break through and then you die. If I'm not past Yosemite by the thaw, I'm going to have to really change up the hike, because at that point, if I continue, I'm just being very risky with my life.
The idea of plummeting into an underground river is definitely not the way I want to go.
Falling is probably the number one leading cause of death on the trail, closely followed by drownings in hazardous stream crossings. So it can definitely be a risky place. And so what we emphasize to people all the time is be prepared and understand the risks and be willing to do whatever you need to do to minimize those risks, if not avoid them altogether.
Those are the risks that Layla Cohen has already faced early in her PCT journey.
I mean, the only thing keeping me from the SOS button was the fact that it wasn't an emergency and I'm afraid of heights, and the idea of getting in the helicopter didn't seem any better than staying on the exposed ridge.
Yeah, she says she slipped and slid, had to use her ice axe to stop from falling. It's a key skill she learned right on the trail.
Right before we got to the snowy section of the San Jacinto bit, we met a guy who had taken an ice axe course, and he had given us a rundown of how to hold it and how to self-rest, and it was all very helpful.
She ended up with a scraped up leg, but it could have been worse.
Up until then, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go straight through. I'm going to see what the Sierra looks like when I get there and assess it, but I'll probably give it a good college try. And now I'm a bit more cautious,
but still dedicated to the goal. And it's not just safety. The snow is creating some logistical headaches that are making the hike more difficult.
The trailheads are not accessible like they are in normal years. There's not only is there snow just jam-packing them in, but there's been a lot of rock slides and the roads are just simply not open. And so that's going to be the question when I get there, is which roads are open, which roads are hikeable for resupply. Because, you know, unless a helicopter starts doing runs out there, we're going to have to figure out where we can get off trail and go get more food. I can bring enough food for maybe over 100 miles in my backpack, no problem. But trying to do, you know, a 200 miles plus on one food supply, that would be, you know, like a normal size backpack full of food plus my gear, you know.
Not quite an ultralight setup, but I'm just about 10 pounds, so fairly light. I'm anticipating swapping out to a Gregory pack, as I don't think I'll be able to carry 13 days of food and everything else in my ultralight pack. So I will definitely have to switch that up.
Aside from food scarcity, there's also snow-induced inflation hitting the PCT.
You know, I do have quite a few funds saved for this. I budgeted pretty well, but I can imagine that this year is going to be more expensive than any other year. I'm imagining we'll all be slowed down. That's already happening. So that's a concern as well.
Jonathan Reardon says the snowpack is charting on the laws of supply and demand.
If there's more inclement weather, you know, and get stuck in towns and end up, you know, paying for lodging, I'm not terribly opposed to creeping out of town after resupplying and sleeping in a bush or something. But but on the other hand, it might actually be cheaper if hikers are bunching up and you know, sharing expenses.
How worried am I about the snowpack on a scale of 1 to 10? I don't know, maybe 3. I'm not too worried about the snowpack. It's going to be done avalanching by the time that I get up to Kennedy Meadows. I think I'm going to get there about June 10th. And I think that the water crossings are going to be the actual major challenge. I have almost died in a river in the past. And so I know what that feels like. It's not a good feeling. And so that's the only thing that I'm kind of mildly concerned about, I would say.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think I'm probably at about a 4 in terms of how worried I am about the snowpack. Right now, it's really hard to think that far ahead, and every day things change. I feel that I am really well prepared, though, for the conditions that I may face come June in the Sierra.
Well, let's give it a 9.
All these hikers are mindful of the challenges that lie ahead, but they're also driven. Just taking the first step on the trail is an accomplishment, but trekking further north into higher elevations only increases the degree of difficulty.
Is this going to be one of those years where if you do a through hike, you know, from Mexico to Canada, you're probably going to actually be off the trail for a lot of it?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there are many of us who have speculated that the days of actually hiking every foot of the PCT from beginning to end in one continuous journey are done with. That's going to be extraordinarily difficult. Obviously, now the primary concern is snow and then, of course, snow melt and high water on stream crossings. But, you know, chances are come August, it's going to be bone dry and parched again. And then wildfires will be a big concern in August and September.
So am I planning to reroute? No, I'm not. I'm going to try to walk truly north. I'm going to try to be a true Nobo hiker in this historic snow year to the best of my ability.
But I'm just going to give it everything I got until, you know, like nature plays its role and decides for me.
Are we planning to reroute at all? As of this time, no. It's still early May, and I don't plan to be in Kennedy Meadow South, aka the start of the Sierra, until mid-June.
But also, like I was just talking about this with some other hikers this afternoon, unclear of where he would jump to because everything is covered in snow right now. Washington, Oregon, like it's not like we're jumping to something better. So I don't think anyone can make a decision yet. At least anyone that's in this time frame.
I'm trying not to be too cocky about anything, you know.
And we'll be keeping track throughout the summer. These hikers have been gracious enough to agree to check in along their journey so we can hear more of their footfalls during this epic hiking summer of 23. We'll update the journey in a few weeks and follow along to the Oregon border and maybe beyond. This episode was co-produced by KCBS Radio's Mallory Samara. Subscribe to us on the Odyssey app and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chris Ancarlo. Thank you again for listening and come back as we keep following this journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.